We begin the current daf, Masechet the Shabbos, daf Memvav. We begin in Amen Alf. We begin the taste of Masechet. The taste begins the words of the Gemara, Balkilas Chasanim, but you have the bridal canopy of the bridal bed, the Adam Kaveh Lamakim, a person does set a place for it. The taste is going to explain that although that there's a Kaveh Lamakim, what the Gemara is proving that regarding that of the Menorah and the Kilas Chasanim, but that's not considered a significant Kaveh Lamakim. That is, the Gemara had regarding a Menorah that could be moved with one hand, a small Menorah, Machlekes Rebbi Yochanan Shlakish is permitted to move it on Shabbos. But one that could only move with two hands, everyone agrees that it's forbidden to move. Now, what's the reason of the prohibition of moving the menorah? It's because it has a kviyas makom, so it's considered like mukta machmas chasar. In case it's totally set off, no one moves from where it is. Not the Gemara asks, but you have kilas chasanim where a person sets for it a place, and still Shmuel said in Rebchia that's permitted to put it up, take it down. You see that you do move it. Now, appears Rashi. Rashi explains what's the Gemara's question. Because the Adam Kaveh Lamakam, a person makes a set place for this, the canopy of the bridal bed. Kamayla Menaira, it's just as a set place as one does for a candelabra. And still Vafal Hachi Shar Shmuel, and still Shmuel says you're allowed to move it. So what's the Gemara proving by the question? Elavadi most definitely, Lechashar Kviyah Shalah. Rather, we don't consider the permanence of the Kilas Chasanim, Bishal Menaira, and that of a Menaira, as a Kviyah, as a permanence to say that's why you can't move it. Only when you make a totally permanent set place for something, because like the Gemara says later on, regarding like the vessels of the dyer, where they don't want to get ruined, there they set a place for it. That, yeah, everyone agrees, considered as a kviyas makom, but here that of the menorah obviously is not, as we see from the kilas chasam. Next tells the mask that's beginning the words of the Gemara, the chulyas, that's made out of different parts. Whether it's a large menorah, a small menorah, a sword is going to be forbidden. Which is going to explain that a menorah that's not made from different parts is permitted. And that is, the Gemara had brought that the menorah that's really made out of parts, no matter what the size, is forbidden to move it on Shabbos because we're concerned that it's going to collapse and you're going to come to put it back together and you're going to make a kli, a vessel on Shabbos, which is the malacha forbidden on Shabbos. Now, kashal ri, but the ri is bothered, he says, because the perek based debates none. The second parak of Masechet Zbeah and of Chavav Mabeis, the Mishnah teaches Gimel Devarim Rengliel Machmer Kebishamet. There's three things. The Rengliel was stringent like Bishamet, and V'chashav it considers one of them is Ein Zayk V'nes a Menorah, that you're not allowed to pick up a Menorah on Yom Tov that fell down. Now Umashma the Beisol Shari. Now it sounds like that Beisol holds that you're allowed to pick up a Menorah that fell on Yom Tov. Now Mefarshas Megemara, the Gemara explains over there Halcha B'Menorah Shachul Yaseskin. What are we talking about over here? That a Menorah made out of different parts, where when it falls down and the parts are come apart, that the problem is mishum de mechzi kabayna, because that looks like you're building. So what's the machlek? Is the bishamai sabri yesh bin bikelim yesh di bikelim? Bishamai, who really was stringent like holds, is a problem about building and deconstructing that even by vessels, not only by a edifice like a house. Bishil sabri, ain binyin v'chulu. Bishil said, no, there's no binyin stir by kelim, and there'll be a lot of lift of menorah that fell apart on Yom Tov. But one thing says, Tais is Amish or Bisil. So obviously we see that Bisil permits menorah shechulias lahachzer, even the menorah made out of parts, to put it back. And here in our Gemara, the Gemara said that according to everyone, even Bisil, it's forbidden to move a menorah made out of parts because you might come to fix it. But don't we see Bisil holds it permitted? Now, but says Tais, Amanda Shar Bisil Pirka, the one who says that it's permitted at the end of the parak, lahachzer mita shechulias barofer, to put back a bed made out of parts if you're doing it softly, not like with nails. So according to that interpretation, not going to be difficult. You could also explain over here that when do Bisil permit it? It's you putting in softly. But here in the Gemara, we're saying according to everyone, it's going to be Aser, is when you attach it very strongly. But according to one that says forbidden to put back a bed made out of parts even softly, kasha is difficult. How does our Gemara say here that according to everyone, if it's made out of parts, it's going to be forbidden? Tier 3, the Re explains, he answers, now, the Hasan Mairi over there is talking about the case of his hill that it has no problem with a menorah made out of parts to pick it back up on Yom Tov is when the parts are fastened tight together. The animus barkum, they don't come apart. Sometimes you bend it this way, sometimes you make it straight up, but it's all attached. And therefore, all you have to do is pick it up. That's why Basil holds permitted, because you're not really attaching anything. You're just bending in a certain direction. Whereas over here, where it's a menorah made out of literal parts, which comes apart, yes, therefore you know that I'm moving on Shabbos, because that Bisil would agree, that would be a violation of a malacha, as Rashi says, of making a kli, But that's what basically would agree. In contrast, over there, where it doesn't really come apart, it's just moved this way or that way. The next says the Masa says again the words of the Gemara. Hayer b'menayra lehetera. Is it that he was saying that he ruled regarding the menayra that it's permissible to move? Ukrib shimen b'neir nami lehetera. And that regarding the law of an old lamp, he also ruled leniently like Rib Shimon. I did, well, maybe that. No, but Menayra Hayrali Isura. But Menayra, when it says he ruled that it's prohibited to move it, as in the previous sugya. Or Krib Shimon, but there, later, and regarding the old lamp, that he ruled like Krib Shimon as leniently. So Tarz can explain what was this suffix of the Gemara. And that is because, like, the Gemara brought that one time Rebbe went to the Yusfara, and the words are Hayra b'Menayra, Krib Shimon b'Ner. That's the Gemara's question, as our Tarz quotes, that what does that mean? Is it that Rebbe ruled that it's permitted to move the menorah on Shabbos just like Reb Shimon holds is permitted to move an old lamp? Or maybe, no, it's he ruled regarding the menorah, doesn't say what that is, but that's what he said is forbidden. And then, in addition, he ruled like Rebbe regarding the old lamp that you let him move down on Shabbos. And the Gemara remains a taker, doesn't explain. It doesn't answer that question. But Taisa says, if you can say, wait a second, why are those the only two options? Why didn't the Gemara also say a third option? Or Dilma maybe like this. That, yeah, he ruled by a menorah that it's permissible to move it the way Reb Shimon rules leniently by a ner, but a Reb Shimon b'ner lay severely. But regarding the actual lamp itself, regarding that, actually it doesn't hold a Reb Shimon. So you're going to read it, the sentence, Hayr b'menorah, and says, yeah, regarding the menorah, he rules leniently the way Reb Shimon rules by ner, but actually by the ner itself, actually that, he doesn't hold like him. Why doesn't the Gemara have that as one of the options? In either one of the options, it would sound like that case is going to rule that it's permitted. Only question was regarding the menorah. Because the Kahai Gavn Isabel Trev, as Taisa says, we find such a tzad in the Gemara Chulin Daf Nudvav Mabez, where there the Gemara tells us regarding that they went to make a leap year in Lud, and they rested over there in Anay, and it says over there that additionally Hayrub Tarfachas, they ruled regarding the Tarfachas, Kirabi Bezefik, the way Rabbi rules regarding the Zefik. These are different parts of an animal, that if it's considered a trefa, if it's removed or not. Now we boil the following question. What does this mean? Hayrub Tarfachas period meaning Surah? And then when it says a Kirabi Bezefik, that was Leter? Adimma, maybe no. That's one long run-on sentence that regarding the tafachas, they rule leniently the way Rebbe rules by the zefik, and but ukurebi bezefik actually loisrila. Actually, regarding the zefik, that actually did not rule like Rebbe. That says it's aser. Why can't you say something over here regarding our near yashin that maybe they did not rule like Rebbe and say that's going to be forbidden? See, Vishlam Otei says what you could say is the hachal shaykh lemitle b'ner b'ner. No, because you can't say that as this new option Taisis is introducing to say that they permitted the Rebbe permitted the to move the menorah on Shabbos just like Reb Shimon permits an old lamp on Shabbos, which is making the permissibility of the menorah, like, so to speak, dependent on comparing it to the ner, even though you're saying that the ner they would hold is forbidden. You can't do that. Like we do find that the Gemara Chulin compares the, it makes dependent the heter of the tarpachas on the zefek, because the hacha over here ain't tamechet l'shneim. There's no one reason that's the same reason why you would say it's us or muta by the menorah to that of the ner yashin, because the ner mishum mukta, the discussion regarding the old lamp is a discussion of mukta. You consider mukta machmas meis or not? Menorah, the permissibility about moving the menorah is a whole different discussion. Mishum binyans, right? It's regarding building. So therefore, if there's no ramification regarding the menorah regarding the laws of mukta, it's only regarding building or not. So how could you compare it to say, oh, he's permitting by the menorah just like Rebbe permits by ner? If you don't even hold like him by Ner, how could you say that you're comparing the law of menorah based on that? In contrast, by the Tafachas and the Zefek, which that's all based on the same idea that we consider as trade for not, so you could compare the two. But regarding here, you can't, but that's not an option. But another reasoning, says Taisus, why you can't say this, because the Leboy, because Rebbe Shuma Levi, he didn't want Lameim, he didn't want to say the Rebbe Leisav of Ner Krib Shimon. He didn't have that as an option to say that maybe Rebbe didn't hold like Reb Shimon regarding that of an old lamp. Reb Shimon Levi passed like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Levi himself, who was exploring this, he himself ruled like Reb Shimon, and therefore he wasn't entertained to say that Rebbe does not rule like Reb Shimon, that you are permitted to move an old lamp on Shabbos. So now that we explained our sugya, now Tosfos says, Rav Tevye begins to say, wait a second. So by Hidel, the trefer, so that's sugya, but they don't chulin. Amayla kamanami, why doesn't it say also like one of the options we have over here in our sugya, that maybe tarvayu lehatera, that maybe both of them are mutter, are both of those variables, because amachlik, we say here in our sugya. In other words, the Gemara should have said, oidilmo, maybe, hayur betafachas lehatera, ukurebi bezevik, nami lehatera. How come that wasn't one of the two options? Like we find our sugya, that is one of the two options. So that's a question that Tosfos is bothered by. But Amihu, however, besides this, says Tosfos, Belav hochi magi in Shemasvam, because besides this, there are those who edit the text of the Gemara over there. But like you're seeing, then they don't have the text, Hayu b'tarfachas li'isura, that they ruled regarding tarfachas, that it's going to be usur, and that, like Rabbi Bezevik lehatera, which is as our gears in the Gemara Chulin is, because da'kulia masharala, because actually everyone permits when the tarpachas is taken out, which is the womb of the animal that is not a trefa. Because the Tanya Hassan, like the Brisa teacher over there, he are aim, this that's called the womb, he tarfachas, it's the same thing that's called the tarfachas, he shall chufas. Which again, the Mishnah over there teaching, chulin of na'alam abeiz, if the womb is taken out, it's going to be kasha. Now, ubanita la'im hava uvda. That story over there was in the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Lama Gimel Meral, when the womb was taken out, v'chilu Reb Tarfon leklavim, and Reb Tarfon considered, he thought it's trefa, so he said, feed this animal to the dogs. V'amar, then, when he subsequently realized that he made a mistake, he said, holcha chamarcha Tarfon, oh Tarfon, your donkey's taken away, you're going to have to pay and compensate because you had treated this animal as a trefa and you caused a loss for them when really, it was really kosher. V'amar, Reb Kiva said to him, no, tay b'dva mishnata. You didn't just make an error in logic. You made an error in the explicit Mishnah. And then actually the halacha is that it's like it was never done such a judgment and you actually don't have to pay. Now, regards Hassam, the gears over there is Haru b'tafachas lehetera. They ruled by the tafachas permissibly. Kurebi b'zefik lehetera v'chulu, which that is exactly like Tais was asking, like our sugya says over here, that both of them were lehetera. Or maybe the other option was that no, maybe that they said Lehetra by the Tafachas, the way Rebbe says by the Zefik, but regarding Rebbe by the Zefik, they don't hold like him, which is exactly how we're saying here in our sugya of the two options. Now, Taisa brings up Rashi, Pirish Rashi explains over here in our sugya that a different interpretation that Taisa is saying of Batana. When the option of the Gemara was Hayra b'menoira lehetera, that he rules like by the menor permissibly, Kreb Shimon b'ner, the way Kreb Shimon said by the ner, was v'chad ha'irahav, was saying that he only said one ruling. In other words, he wasn't talking about the permissibility of the old lamp at all. Rather, all he was talking about was regarding the permissibility of moving the menorah that he was saying, just like Rebbe permits the Ner Yashin to move, so too, he was just saying that you're allowed to move the menorah. Or the other option was that, no, maybe it was two rulings. One was saying that, no, the menorah is also to move. And the other one was that, no, that the old lamp is permissible to move like Rebbe Shimon. But on that, as Tosfos had assumed up until now, as he answered the previous question, he says, no, v'ein nira, that interpretation of Rashi does not seem to be correct. Because like we said, the ein litlis menorah b'ner. You can't say it was one ruling. He was comparing to say a menorah is permitted to move just like Reb Shimon says that old ner is permitted to move because they're two different sugyas. The menorah is because of binyan, and the ner is because of muktzah. Void moreover, says Tosfos, because da'kate havalele mibayah, then the Gemara should have asked, aydima tavayu la'tera. Or maybe both of them are permitted. Then maybe he ruled that you're allowed to move the menorah, and that you're allowed to move the ner yashan, and or maybe he said that no, that as the Gemara's other option. But according to Rashi, there's only one teaching. Why didn't you say, as Tais said, as previously, shneim letera? Rather, therefore, Tais has a different understanding that no, it wasn't that one ruling; it was two rulings. And the question was either that both are letera, or that the menorah was usher, but that the ner yashan is going to be mut. The Masechta begins the words of the Gemara. The nafta, that of the lamp with the neft oil, asla tatla, that's forbidden to be moved. Which Tais come to explain, if the words of Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, are going according to Reb Shimon or Reb Yehuda. So the Gemara brought this teaching of Rav Yehuda, that a lamp of oil is permitted to be moved, but a lamp of neft is forbidden to be moved. Now Pirish according to Rashi explains, that for Reb Shimon, that we're saying that even Reb Shimon generally doesn't hold of muktzah, but since here it gets so foul-smelling that the only thing you could use it for is lighting it, which is a kalisha malach le'isr, Reb Shimon is going to agree that it's going to be muktzah. And since Tais v'chei mashmim, so too it sounds like. Why? Because the shrug in the mishchad the shor l'taltel, because the contrast that they say about the lamp of oil that you're allowed to move, hainu Reb Shimon, that's according to Reb Shimon, because according to Yehuda, even a lamp from oil, if it was lit on Shabbos, even when it goes out, it's forbidden to be moved. So therefore, it's obviously, this teaching was said in Reb Shimon. But more of another proof that it's Reb Shimon, who also agrees that you're not allowed to move this lamp of Neft, is Midaparch Rava Besamach L'Rava V'Yisiv. So the fact that Rava later on the Sugya asked on Rava and V'Yisiv that they said that no, you're allowed to move, not like Rav Yehuda. So you're allowed to move even the Ner of Neft because it's fit to be able to cover a vessel with it. So it has some utility. So he says, Maishnu Mitzroy Shabachat. So why is it any different than pebbles in the courtyard, which also you could use to cover a vessel? Now the problem is, V'Yishar Reb Shimon the Nefta, but if this halacha was only in Rav Yehuda, but Reb Shimon would say, you're allowed to move a lamp of Neft, so then why is he asking on Rav Yosef? Tikshalei l'kuliyama, alibi Reb Shimon, he should ask on everyone according to Reb Shimon that says, you're allowed to move it. Why is he asking only Rav Yosef? So the Kach Peshav Kuntra's difference says, that's why Rashi explained the Hach alibi Reb Shimon kai. That here, this sugya, that even Neft is asal tafla, is going according to Reb Shimon. Now, but Tais is bothered. V'avagav, the Rav Islay Mukta, this teaching of Rav Yehuda, like Rav, Islay Mukta, he holds that of the category of Mukta, which is like Rabbi Yehuda, like we find his teaching regarding a bed that's designated for money, that he considers a muktzah, which also could be Yehuda. So to Rabbi Nami Yisrael, Rabbi who's also here in this sugya, he also holds of like Rabbi Yehuda regarding muktzah, Kedam Abaye, like Abaye said, as we quoted this on the previous daf, Kamil Demar Ovid Karav, all the practices of the master of Rabbi, he did like Rav, which that's like Rabbi Yehuda holds of muktzah. And Rabbi Yisrael Nami, Rabbi Yisrael also brought here in this sugya, also, Nami Mashma Disle Mukta. It also sounds like he holds a Mukta. Parag Naitl, as the Gemara brings later on, of Kufman Bez and Mabez. Because the Kamar of Yisuf comments, he says, Kama Harifa Shmaitza the Dardaki. How sharp are the teachings of these young ones? Because, yes, Amer, the Amar, when did the rabbi say that you're permitted to move Mukta? If you put, let's say, a child or a loaf of bread in it, that's only B'Shachach. If the Mukta was forgotten in Rosh Hashanah because of a great loss, so then you're allowed to move it. But like a tchila miyama, but initially, do you think that they permitted one to go ahead and do such a thing initially? No, they didn't. So you see, the Rav Yisuf holds the general concept of muktzah. So that Taisus bothered since Rav Yehuda, Rav Yisuf, all hold of muktzah. So how are they saying here in the sugi that you're allowed to move a ner shel shemen, and Rav Yisuf even hold you're permitted to move a ner shel neft, if they hold that of muktzah? So that says Taisus, yeah, hachalib Rav Shimon kama, but here they're going according to Rav Shimon, but they don't hold to that. Reb Shimon holds you allowed to move a Ner Shel Shemen, just not a Ner Shel Neft. And but you're right, these Amiram, they actually hold that even Ner Shel Shemen is forbidden. But Amiyu Nir Lefash, but says Tais, it seems to explain that actually no, the Hacha Mari Nami Lib Reb Yehuda. It's not that you have to say that it's only going to Reb Shimon like we said before, and that they're interpreting in Reb Shimon. No, actually our sugya is going even according to Reb Yehuda. V'loy Mari Bidliku Babay Shabbos. I'm not talking about this lamp of oil that was lit on Shabbos. No, V'achakam, this is what the Gemara is saying. We're talking about a lamp of oil, not of earthenware, of metal. That is what the Gemara is saying. Sure, it's all totally allowed to move that. Yeah, that's why for Rabbi Yehuda, that's even according to Yehuda. Ketanya, like learned in the Brayse of Memdal Madav, that he said, he also agrees. If the lamp is made out of metal, you're allowed to move it. It's not disgusting like earthenware, and it's not because of Issa, because it wasn't lit on the Shabbos. That we're saying, Dinafta Asaf Reb Shimon, but and we're saying, if a lamp made out of neft, that's going to be forbidden, even according to Reb Shimon. Why? The is tfei mi ner yashin, because that's even more repulsive than the old lamp. So old ner yashin holds mutter. Neft is going to hold its usher. Now, and that explains Tais of a rabbi of Yisuf Shara filler Reb Yehuda. When they say, yes, they're going not in Reb Shimon, because they don't hold like Reb Shimon, they hold like Reb Yehuda. When they say that a nafta lamp, interestingly, says Tais, actually they're saying it's permitted even according to Yehuda. Why? Not like the way we understood the way Rash explains the sugya. Because the loimois, actually it's not considered repulsive, actually less than a ner yashin. It's Elisha Becharech, it has a bad smell. But it has utility to cover a vessel with it. It's actually Behuda behold is not Mukta. But Ner Yashim, in contrast, an old lamp, Makata Lelagama, he sets it totally aside. From the mice, it's repulsive, it's repugnant. It's so repugnant that you wouldn't even use it to cover a vessel. And that's why, actually, the Sugi is in Rabbi Yehuda, not in Rabbi Shimon, and therefore it's not difficult why they're discussing if they hold like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Shimon, it's going in Rabbi Yehuda. And yes, they want to say that even in Rabbi Yehuda, this halacha of Shel Neft would be Aser, because it's really, that they would say it's Mutter, even Shel Neft, because that is, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not so disgusting, and it's actually even less than that of Ner Yashu, which actually Rabbi Yehuda holds is going to be Muktzah Machmas Mias.